Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the biggest question people are going to probably be asking in the 2020 decade, or the 20s, is why? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And I predict, and I think a lot of people predict, the healthcare industry is going to probably have some of the most changes than any other industry. And whatever we thought was supposed to be the norm or standard of practice or the way we do things in medicine is going to be a complete 180. Probably within the next even 2 years, as patients want to know why. Why do I have to wait in a waiting room for 3-4 hours for a medicine that I know I need? I get that all the time, even on telemedicine. And my argument to them is, well, because sometimes you're misdiagnosing yourself. People don't buy that. And sometimes certain common sense, common sense as a noun, will prevent, how do I reword this? Technology and demand for something will supersede common sense. So the demand out there now is for people to bypass the doctor. People don't want to go to the doctor anymore. They don't want to see a family doctor. They don't want to see an internist. We gave them nurse practitioners. We gave them PAs to help with, you know, giving them more access or, you know, people easier to get in with. No. They want do-it-yourself. They want ease. They want to kill two birds with one stone, whether it's good medicine or not. And convenience and that sort of demand is going to supersede anything else that we've ever established in medicine. Now, in England, they have a lot of issues with their NHS, their socialized health system. And so they have piloted a lot of programs with pharmacists. And I love pharmacists. I think pharmacists are the bomb. I'm a huge fan of pharmacists. And in this latest report from Royal College London, they believe that pharmacists could do cancer screens. If a person's a smoker, let the pharmacist order the x-ray. Well, eventually people are going to order their own x-ray. But they say pharmacists could kind of be early diagnosis hubs. Now, the logic is there. A lot of pharmacists really know you. You've been going there for a while. They're your neighborhood pharmacist. They know your first name. A lot of doctors don't know your name because now they work for these corporations and they're seeing 30 patients a day and, you know, you're married and they might not get to see you again, you know, because the old school family doctor doesn't exist anymore. And so your pharmacist actually might remember. They might, you know you more, have that personal touch. And pharmacists are very, very well versed on pharmacology. They have a lot of extensive training. Pharmacy school is really hard. Don't get me wrong. It is difficult. I couldn't be a pharmacist. No way. Medical school was easier than pharmacy school. And so, yeah, why not? That's what people are thinking. Let me just go to the pharmacist. He's a medical provider. She's a medical provider. They can order my test. Now, I wonder what the lawyers are thinking. Because one thing that really supports, let's say, a malpractice firm, law firm, is, well, the doctor got it wrong. The doctor misdiagnosed. The doctor didn't order the test. Well, doctors are starting to kind of be out of this whole equation. People want to get their own tests. People want somebody else to order the test for them. People want to go and get their own medication over the counter. So when I opened saying the question of why is going to be the big question of the 20s, that is what's going to steer technology, steer industry, steer where we're going in terms of next steps and advancement. Because when somebody goes, why do I have to get a pap smear for my birth control? Well, all right, we're like, yeah, you know, you don't really need a pap smear when you need your birth control. Personally, I do think you need a visit. I think any 14-year-old girl having sex should be talking to her doctor. I think we should be evaluating for coerced sex, screening for assault. We should be screening for STDs. But in terms of answering the why, do girls really need a pap smear if they need birth control? Probably not. So now the medical community has to answer why. Why are you giving me this medication? Why are you giving me brand name instead of generic? And the public is due that. They do deserve those answers. Well, I'm giving you brand name because I don't trust some of these generic companies. You know, one story we're going to cover today is this generic Zantac. Apparently, if you guys are leaving your antacids in the car, you could be making that cancer-causing chemical, that NDMA, yourselves. You don't need a generic company to do that for you. So we're going to be talking about that next. But, you know, maybe it's because I trust who makes that brand name drug. And that's why I'm giving it to you. As opposed to some manufacturing company, and God knows where, that could be having these cancerous metabolites in your drug. So people want to know why. And if we can't convince them that that more expensive way is the way to do things, they're going to come up with cheaper. So I predict that in this next decade, pharmacists are going to be deputized more and more. There's already been pilot programs in America where your pharmacist is helping manage your diabetes, or your pharmacist is helping manage your high blood pressure. Now, I went through medical school, and I went through a lot of years and had to see thousands of patients to realize that there's a lot of nuances. There's a lot of sequelae. There's a lot of other medical consequences of diabetes, and I'm supposed to be screening for that all the time. Do pharmacists want to have that on their plate? Do they want to be screening for diabetic neuropathy and retinopathy and nephropathy? If you're diabetic, you do need that. Telemedicine is changing where you're going to be able to do labs. Your doctor is going to be remote. They're going to order the labs. You might go a whole year without somebody even touching you. And to me, that's not a good exam. I mean, telemedicine is fantastic. It offers a lot. But, you know, we are replacing a lot of medicine and common sense with ease and convenience. 1-877 Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So three more heartburn drugs have been recalled over fears that they contain cancer-causing chemicals, such as that NDMA. Both APCO Pharma and Denton Pharma, which sells their drugs under the name of Northwind, issued voluntary recalls this week of their ranitidine products. Now, ranitidine is generic for Zantac. Okay? Food and Drug Administration officials have said that Mylan had issued a recall of its heartburn drug, nizatidine, another antacid, after finding traces of the same carcinogen were found in batches of it. Meanwhile, chemists at California's Emory Pharma Lab have been painstakingly studying ranitidine and the process used to produce heartburn drugs, and they think that NDMA may form as a byproduct of heating the active ingredient. Recalls of Zantac and its generics started rolling out in September of last year, and have been slowed, but, you know, not officially stopped, as are finding less and less that have the issue. But this all began when a European watchdog agency found that the ARB, blood pressure medication generic form, in a Chinese manufacturing plant had NDMA, NDEA, and other, shall we say, contaminants that were known to be carcinogenic in animals, not completely clear in humans. So they say the panic over ranitidine is due to amounts of a carcinogen called NDMA, which is above the level deemed safe by U.S. regulators found in popular heartburn drugs. And the N-nitrosodimethylamine is not an official cancerogen in humans, but it's called probable. We have seen it cause liver, lung, and other cancers in animal studies. So a number of theories have kind of been put forward as to why we found NDMA in heartburn medications. And again, we still want to know why was it in blood pressure medications. Some think it could be just crappy manufacturing. But others think that it could be the way the body metabolizes the drug. Maybe it may make levels of NDMA surge in the stomach. But, you know, again, a lot of this was found before the person took it. So Emory's chemists think that it could be the heat. So what they did is they took samples of ranitidine and heated them over the course of 12 days. Now, the NDMA content originally met safety standards below 96 nanograms at room temperature. But once they heated it, the NDMA rose to 142 nanograms. So if you, let's say, kept your Zantac or your generic Zantac, not brand name, we are not seeing this in brand name. Again, brand name drugs are FDA approved. And as we know, Governor Newsom in California wants to have a generic company for California, a generic drug company where you buy California generic drugs. These are not FDA approved, which go through very, very rigorous screenings. We're talking about generics. So they think if you have generic Zantac in your car in the middle of summertime, that product is going to get heated up, and then it's going to generate that compound. And I think once it's there, it doesn't go away. So the NDMA is not so much an impurity of the drug, it's being formed within by outside elements. What's bad news about that is there is nothing they could do to tweak the manufacturing process to prevent NDMA then and being in these drugs. Now, FDA's drug evaluation chief, Dr. Janet Woodcock, told CBS that it's too soon to tell if ranitidine is realistically reaching high enough temperatures on a consistent basis for this to be the cause, especially a public concern. She said the question about whether ranitidine would need to be kept cold to keep it from converting is something that still hasn't been answered. So right now, Dr. Najafi and his team have submitted the results of their test to the FDA, but regulators have not yet reviewed the findings. Oh, I know. Doesn't that stink to think that it's just sitting on somebody's desk? So, my concern now with all this is we leave a lot of crap in our car. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it gets hot. And my husband, every now and then, needs a heartburn drug. And so when I don't want to drag my purse in to a store or whatever, I leave it in the car. That means I have medications in the car. Now, women are usually pretty good about not leaving their purse in the car because, one, they don't want somebody breaking into it. And, yeah, I need to talk about that California law. Apparently there's a California law that if you didn't lock your car door, you really can't press charges if somebody stole something from your car. Is that crazy? But if you did lock it and you could prove that it was locked, then you can. I don't understand that law. That makes no sense. We'll figure that out later. But, you know, a lot of us have lipstick, things like that. It melts. So we know to bring our purses in. But a lot of times we forget. You know, I have a backpack. If I use that backpack when I travel and I always carry some heartburn medicines for my husband in that backpack, there's a chance that backpack has been, you know, sitting there cooking as well. Soda pop, like diet soda. They say diet soda can, with heat sitting in the car, turn to formaldehyde. There could be elements in there that turn into formaldehyde, which is why your soda tastes funny after it sits in your car. So we definitely have a lot of rethinking to do on, you know, heat exposures to medications. Because my problem is I don't get the mail as soon as it gets delivered. And so let's say you have a 90-day supply of medications coming to you. And you're out of town for the weekend. Did it sit and cook? Now, a lot of times the medications are put in ice and things like that, but sometimes things sit. What if it was on a truck and that truck wasn't cooled or that had air conditioning issues? Would you find out about it? You know, a lot of us are starting to get our water delivered to us. You know, rather than going out and buying bottles of water, we'll have, you know, the bottles sent to us. Well, the bottles are in plastic. Now, if that plastic was heated, things leached. And it might be cool and back to room temperature by the time you, you know, get your delivery. But what if it was heated 3 days ago? Now, I mean, you could go crazy thinking about all these different things that could be going on and trying to trace it and figure it out. You know, most companies try not to let things get overheated. But the truth of the matter is there's parts in the United States that get pretty damn hot during the summer. And not all medications and things are kept cold. You know, heartburn, we treat with medications because sometimes we just don't know why the hell we have it. I don't eat spicy food. I'm not really big on spicy food. And sometimes I get heartburn. I'm like, what the hell? Well, I think it could also be, you know, I have some digestive issues, and so maybe, you know, things slow down. And so, you know, when the stomach is like, okay, well, things are kind of slow going down there, there might be a little backsplash of acid or whatever. And heartburn hurts. Heartburn is not easy. And we as doctors tell you to get your heartburn treated. We'll scope you and everything because chronic heartburn could lead to cancer. You could get esophageal cancer, Barrett's esophagus, which is a changing of the tissue of the esophagus. The esophagus is the tube that connects to the stomach. And so when the stomach acid comes up and backsplashes the esophagus is not built for acid. The stomach is, but not your esophagus, your gullet. So if acid gets into the gullet frequently, it starts to change the cells, and those could later turn to cancer. I think if there's a 1% incidence, it's really still rare, but it could still happen. Nobody wants to get esophageal cancer, but we see esophageal cancer in people that have had chronic heartburn. So as a doctor, we're like, let's treat the heartburn. So heartburn medications are medications we're a little bit more liberal on and liberal with because we don't want you to have the acid damage to the other parts of the body. And how do they work? Well, some work on, you know, affecting your cells to not secrete as much acid. Certain things like Tums and Rolaids, they change the pH by adding a basic element to it. People think that sometimes those medications could cause problems in and of itself because it's changing the acid and you need stomach acid. So, it's six and one half dozen of another. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But my suggestion with medications is, look, all right, we're exposed to chemicals all the time. Nobody wants to think they're taking a daily medication that could have a chemical that could cause cancer. I get that. But we aren't really hearing of people getting cancer from their blood pressure medication or from their heartburn medication. If we did start to see an incidence of cancer, then we would do a analysis and cross-sectional and see what medicines could they be taking. But right now, from what I know, we are not seeing an increase with any particular medicine. So I would say we're probably safe. But it does start to make us think that we might want to do more brand name. Because if some of these generic companies are having issues with some of their drugs, and we're not seeing that with the brand name ones, although I don't see how it wouldn't affect brand name also. Maybe brand name might be a little safer. Who knows? 1-877-DOCSELLY.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's prepared to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she has instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. The House managers will prosecute the impeachment trial in the Senate. After the resolution is passed, the articles of impeachment would be formally sent to the Senate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the airstrike taking out top Iranian terrorist Qasem Soleimani was a necessity due to imminent threats.
I don't know exactly which minute. We don't know exactly which day it would have been executed, but it was very clear. Qasem Soleimani himself was plotting a broad, large-scale attack against American interests, and those attacks were imminent.
Pompeo speaking at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So apparently, there have been some burglaries going on, a surge of thefts from vehicles parked at tourist locations on the west side of L.A. And this has been linked to San Francisco Bay Area gang members. So L.A. and Beverly Hills Police Departments, which is SoCal, obviously, they now call it SoCal instead of Southern California. SoCal and NoCal, kind of like Soho in New York. There, yeah. So now you got SoCal and NorthCal. I'm trying to stay young and youthful. It's hard, okay? I mean, I was born in Southern California. I just say I was born in L.A. You just called it L.A. You're not allowed to call it L.A. anymore because you got Irvine. You also got San Diego, but SoCal is kind of what you and I used to say, L.A., all right? So L.A. and Beverly Hills Police Departments and the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department are trying to stop the outbreak that began last year. It was their number one crime trend in West Bureau in 2019. The Bay Area thieves used rental cars to travel several hundred miles to Southern California. They target tourist cars at shopping centers, museums, and similar spots. The crews are coming from San Francisco, Oakland, Contra Costa County, Antioch, Pittsburgh, cities, there's like at Pittsburgh, California. And their move south follows an extensive theft problem in the Bay Area that led residents and businesses there to increase security. So now they're going south. So they're hitting the road to locations where they have some anonymity. Detective Brent Hopkins of the LAPD Wilshire Division says tourist suspects targeting tourist victims. So they're tourists themselves, and they're targeting other tourists. The division covers an area with very popular upscale shopping centers, museums, so like Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market is what would come to my mind. Farmer's Market, I was just there a few weeks ago. Love Farmer's Market. You used to have kind of the old school one. Now they kind of have a real nice shopping center, a nice kind of outdoor mall, and it's a lot of fun. I really like the old school better because I remember that from the 70s and 80s. And you park there and you're there for hours. Well, that gives plenty of time for people to go into the car. And it's not that they sit there and look like a car burglar. They go up to the car acting like it's their car. Because remember, there's cameras still everywhere. So they walk up to it. You know, they can tell if it's unlocked. You know, walk up to it. Act like, oh, yeah, I just need to grab it. They look like they're getting something, and they act like, oh, yeah, I was just going into my car. So it doesn't kind of tip anything off. So apparently, this division recorded almost 2,000 car burglaries in 2019, an increase of 29% from 2018, and 37% from 2017. And so police think it's from these Bay Area gangs. So don't leave any valuables in the car. I'm not really sure what people are stealing unless they are. They're stealing a purse or diaper. I used to carry my wallet in the kid's diaper bag. Diaper bag used to go with me everywhere, but every now and then I would leave it in the car because lifting up the baby and bringing in the groceries was enough. So I would leave the diaper bag because the diaper bag was to go, and I had diapers in the house, so why would I need the diaper bag? Well, then if my wallet was in the diaper bag, it got stolen. Beverly Hills is also doing some pursuit of the thieves. They are Sunset Strip gets hit a lot. But this I found interesting. There's a California law loophole that is leaving tourists kind of, I guess, with no real recourse to help even pursue damages. So, apparently, if you can't prove that your car was locked, you might not be able to really punish those who robbed you. Law enforcement, they say, is stymied, according to Fox News, by state law that says it only counts as felony burglary if the car doors were locked. So according to Democratic State Senator Scott Weiner, he proposed changing the law but got pushback. They said it's ridiculous that under current law, you could have a video of somebody bashing out a car window, but if you can't prove that the door is locked, you may not be able to get an auto burglary conviction. They say, according to a tracker published by the San Francisco Chronicle, an average of 66 smash-and-grab car thefts were reported each day in San Francisco in December. So not only do we have the ones that are more casual and more low-key, you have ones that are like, I'm just going to hit the window, grab something, and go. Weiner stressed that many of the victims of car theft are tourists, and they have no way of returning to testify that the car doors were, in fact, locked. San Francisco Police Lieutenant Tracy McRae blamed left-wing prosecutors in an exclusive interview on Tucker Carlson Tonight. They said, our car windows got busted. I didn't bother making a report. According to the LAPD, theft statewide has multiplied to 243,000 in 2018. Usually it's at about 223,000. So they say crime is really out of control. That's according to City Journal contributor Erica Sandberg, who lives in San Francisco and has reported extensively on the city. Whether it's property crime or even violent crime, it's scary. So suspects were largely Bay Area gang members traveling in rental cars to make it harder to track them to Southern California. They're stealing luggage, shopping bags, other valuables from unsuspecting tourists with out-of-state license plates at shopping centers, museums, and high-traffic spots like we talked about. I was asked the other day if any of these are illegal immigrants. The problem is, even if they are, we're not going to know. Nobody's really kind of telling us who is comprising the majority of these. My guess is if it's a gang from Northern California, these are people that have kind of been here for a while, having enough time to be a part of a gang. So my guess is they're citizens, but I have no way to confirm that or not. But apparently there's a lot of crime in California. There's a lot of crime everywhere. But, you know, to not be able to prosecute because of a loophole is ridiculous. You know what's interesting? We're going to be moving towards fingerprint, sort of, my guess, bank transactions and money transactions later. Because people lose credit cards, people steal credit cards. First thing people do with a credit card is they go and get gas. They fill up the gas tank. And then a lot of them will buy little things, because if you have a big, huge purchase, a lot of times credit cards will stop. So I've been noticing, I've been getting calls going, there were multiple small purchases in this one area. I go, yeah, I'm in L.A. right now. So, yeah, I went, you know, and got some stool softener at Walmart, and I went and got gas. Thank you for checking on it, though. You know, like, all right, we just didn't know if it was a burglar with constipation issues. No, I have the constipation issues. Thank you. So, you know, these credit card companies are watching, which is nice, but I think eventually it's going to later be, you know, either retinal scan or fingerprint, and that's how people are going to, you know, hopefully, avoid a lot of, you know, the purse stealing or the, you know, mugging. It was funny, I had a patient who was a cop the other day over the phone on telemedicine, and, you know, he was having some back and hip issues, so I asked where his wallet was, because when you have your wallet in your back pocket and you're sitting, that totally contorts your hips. And so you can have some major ergonomic issues and, you know, musculoskeletal problems ensuing from that. So I asked him, I said, you don't have your wallet in your back pocket, right? And, you know, he was an officer. He told me he was an officer. And he goes, no, I keep my wallet in my front pocket at all times. And I go, okay, great. So now I know where to go if I need to mug you. Stupid thing to say to a cop. But, you know, he laughed at least. And, yeah, but I know where this cop keeps his wallet. So that's, you know, handy. I would never steal a wallet. It's crazy. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got more stories to talk about. We got severe weather coming in this weekend. Possibly snow, ice, and tornadoes. And we've been hearing a lot of, I guess, terrifying issues when it comes to the Boeing 737 MAX. And now we're hearing that Boeing employees mock the FAA. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So severe weather this weekend could bring snow, ice, tornadoes to parts of the central and eastern United States. NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, is that what the NOAA stands for? Storm Prediction Center has issued outlooks indicating a significant risk of severe weather for both Friday and Saturday for areas including southern Oklahoma and the eastern half of Texas, eastward through the Deep South and lower Mississippi Valley. They say the term severe weather is defined as damaging wind gusts over 58 miles per hour and or hail larger than an inch in diameter or the size of a quarter. Those suckers are huge. The system will likely far exceed these criteria. This promises to be one of the most significant systems of the season so far. I'm seeing on Facebook that Shreveport, one of the radio stations, may be having some issues in terms of their receivers. I don't know if that's going to unfortunately cost some lives in terms of people not being able to get reports. As you know, radio ends up being the go-to when people's power is out. They are expecting power outages. A powerful Pacific jet stream is supposed to slam into the West Coast. We'll dig far south into the southwestern U.S. and Mexico. The trajectory will form a trough driving cold air southward through the Rockies, at the same time a seesaw launching warm and moist air from the Gulf of Mexico northward into the southeast ahead of a developing storm system. Now, warm air is supposed to surge as far north as New England. Temperatures in the eastern half of the U.S. catapulting 30 to 40 degrees above normal this weekend. More than 300 record warm temperatures for the date, they say, could be in jeopardy. So this collision between cold and warm air, combined with strong spinning winds, now starts to allow for tornadoes and other turbulent sort of weather. Texas and southern Oklahoma could unfortunately have some severe weather issues. So threat for thunderstorms is beginning this afternoon. Large areas stretching from Oklahoma City south to Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin, Texas. The threat is for both a solid squall line of thunderstorms near the developing front with embedded rotations, possibly spawning tornadoes, and also rotating supercell thunderstorms near East Texas. So East Texas and Louisiana, we believe, are going to be the most vulnerable in Friday afternoon and evening. That's where they think most of the tornadoes could exist. Storm Prediction Center may... whole area, they believe, may have tornadoes, hail, damaging gusts of wind. They even believe that strong winds of 100 miles per hour, we're talking hurricane winds, could possibly affect areas like Houston, Texarkana, Shreveport. This time of year, this is when we do see tornadoes and severe weather. This unfortunately is kind of the time of year where, you know, the nice pretty snowfall and, you know, people start getting a little bit sick of snow around this month. And that's when things start getting a little bit more slushy, a little bit more windy. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. They believe even Illinois, Chicago, Central Michigan may also have a paralyzing ice storm, power outages, treacherous travel. Milwaukee, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Michigan, supposed to have heavy snow. So very, very weird looking temperatures. Also very scary is this mega fire in Australia. Right now I think they're at 1.5 million acres. They say a pair of massive brush fires in southeastern Australia has emerged into a mega fire engulfing 2,300 square miles. A single blaze more than three times as large as any known fire in California. So this fire merged. It straddled the county's most populous states of New South Wales and Victoria, measuring nearly 1.5 million acres. There's about 135 brush fires in Australia's southeast that has claimed the lives of about 26 people, killed more than a billion animals. A billion animals have died, damaged or destroyed more than 3,000 homes. Since September, the unprecedented bushfires have swept through an area larger than Massachusetts and New Hampshire combined. NASA has released an animation showing how smoke from the fires has reached the lowest stratosphere and traveled as far away as Chile. 30,000 people are protesting in Sydney to denounce the government's hand into the crisis and to call for an action on climate change. See, Australia is going through their summer as we're going through our winter. So, hot temperatures, dry conditions, winds spur fires. Again, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do in terms of climate change. I mean, how do you prevent fire? Fires have existed since the dawn of time. I mean, has anybody flown into Las Vegas coming from the east? When you fly into Vegas, you pass over the Grand Canyon. That Grand Canyon is a very, very, very deep crevice, one of the largest, I think, in the world. And that crevice was made because of old water, rivers. Water used to be there. You could see where water and rivers used to be, and Colorado seems to look like it's shrinking as the years go by. And other sort of water that was in the desert area. But the Southwest has become, it's been a desert as far as I remember, but, you know, you could see where water used to be and how it's continuing to dry. My guess is the Grand Canyon was made before cars were invented. That's just a guess. And before the Industrial Revolution. So things have been happening, you know, because of nature, things happen. Now, mind you, I want to protect the environment. I think protecting the environment is very, very important. I think we do not need to pollute our waters. I think we need to cut down on a bunch of the chemicals we're exposed to. I think there's a lot of stuff we expose ourselves to and the environment to that we don't need to. But I don't know how we could prevent a move towards parts of our globe becoming drier and other parts becoming wetter. I don't know how we have that power, especially since I believe a lot of it started before we even had things that could pollute the environment. We have airplanes. Boeing apparently has been dealing with a lot with their grounding of, I believe, was it the 737 MAX? We're being told that Boeing employees mocked federal rules, talked about deceiving regulators, this is according to New York Times, and joked about potential flaws in the 737 MAX as it was being developed, according to over 100 pages of internal messages delivered Thursday to congressional investigators. In reference to interactions with the FAA, one of the employees said, "I still haven't been forgiven by God for the covering up I did last year." Whoa. The most damaging messages included conversations among Boeing pilots and other employees about software issues and other problems with flight simulators for the MAX. The MAX was a plane later involved in two accidents in late 2018 and early 2019 that killed 346 people. Company is now in chaos as people want to know why these issues with software could have happened. The employees appear to discuss instances in which the company concealed such problems with the FAA during the regulator certification of the simulators, which were used in the development of the MAX, as well as in training for pilots who had not previously flown a 737. "Would you put your family on a MAX simulator trained aircraft? I wouldn't," one employee said to a colleague in another exchange from 2018 that happened before the first crash. The other colleague agreed and said no. Another set of messages, employees questioned the design of the MAX. "This airplane," they said, "is designed by clowns who in turn are supervised by monkeys. And unfortunately, we have people who died as a result." 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.